Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
All right. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
You ready to go to a galaxy far, far away?
Nope, I need five more minutes.
And a long, long time ago?
I'm ready to go.
So, well, I guess we'll just, we'll get it going. Hello, welcome to the High Five Podcast, where we like to get together, Caleb and I.
Yep. With special guests occasionally.
List our five favorite things. Yeah. What was that?
Said with special guests occasionally.
Special guests.
Yep.
Yep. So this week we decided to do the top five as Star Wars characters.
Yep.
If you know me and know Caleb at all, you know we like Star Wars. Obviously, seen all the movies and pretty much all of the
TV shows,
TV stuff out there.
Yep.
So this is a hot button topic, I think. You know, this might ruffle some feathers,
or at least difficult. It was pretty difficult.
Yeah, definitely difficult.
I did feel like list is much more just of what I've been into of late. Maybe not in historical top five.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. So. Yep. Yep, I found it very difficult to do a top five. I found it hard to do it with droids.
Hmm.
I have a lot of favorite droids, but droids are like in a separate character or separate category.
Sure.
For me. So I couldn't help myself, but I also had to do a top five of droids.
Yeah, you could almost do like a droid one and then just like a creatures one, you know, with like banthas and things like that.
Yep, for sure. So I have five honorable mentions.
Are those all droids or is that complete separate?
No, five humanoid honorable mentions.
Okay. I have three. I mean, there's more, but I have three listed.
Okay. All right, I'll do my two, and then you can do your first honorable mention. So my number 10 is Bo-Katan Kryze.
Mm.
She started out, we don't really need to give it an intro, but used to be an animated character and then became a live action with the Ahsoka Tano show. So go ahead. Or I have a number 9, and that's Hera Syndulla. So same thing. She was from Rebels,
yep.
Star Wars Rebels, which was an animated series, and then jumped to live action. So those are my 9 and 10 honorable mentions. What was your number 8 honorable mention?
Well, I didn't necessarily put them in an order or official order. But I guess
I guess
for me it'd be Chewie, Chewbacca.
Ah yes, Chewbacca.
Yep.
Yep. Solid.
Yep.
Okay, my next honorable mention was Leia Organa.
Okay. Yep.
She was in my top five, but she kept getting knocked down by people.
Yeah, 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 right.
As I considered them. Like you said, it's affected by recency.
Yeah.
Recency bias.
For sure.
So, she fell down a little bit for me.
Yep.
But still in my top 10, Leia. I love you.
So this is my only droid and my favorite droid. It's a K2SO. It's my favorite droid character.
Mm-hmm. So K2SO was one of my honorable mention droids.
Oh, yeah? didn't even make your top five droid? Oh, man.
No, I know. I felt bad, but yeah, he was my number six. So, anyway. My number seven honorable mention is, this goes along with the recency bias, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
But he had a show, which was awesome, yep. And I love him. He's my number seven. Yeah. Still top ten. Yeah. Just not top five for me.
I get it. My number six, which, like, historically was one of my favorites, but, you know, the older I get, the less I enjoy him, is Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. Yep. Solid. Okay. And my last honorable mention, my number six was Chewbacca.
Okay.
So we're right there. Yep. Also, it was hard for me. He was in my top five, too.
I mean, he's in everything.
I got a full-on hug from Chewbacca one time at Galaxy's Edge, and I was in tears. But, yeah, and he's in everything. How can you not love him, but just didn't make the top five?
Yep.
Sorry, Chewie.
Yep. That's what happens when we can't quite understand you.
Yeah, I mean, every one of my top five characters speaks. Yeah. So
you want to know what's crazy? When I was going over my top five, I don't have a single Jedi in my top five. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
And I only have one Force wielder.
Okay.
Or Force sensitive, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to prepare you.
I'm excited now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd say let's go for it. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go my number five first. My number five is Cassian Andor. Cassian Andor is a Rebel Alliance intelligence officer known for his resourcefulness and dedication to the cause of fighting the Galactic Empire. Introduced in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, he is depicted as a skilled spy and soldier willing to make tough decisions for the greater good. Cassian's character highlights the complexities of the Rebel Alliance's fight against the Empire.
Nice. Yep.
I mean, he was obviously kind of he was a one-off character from Rogue One.
Yep.
And then they decided to do a prequel story for him.
Which I was so glad they did.
Oh my gosh. The show, what is it? It's just the one season, right?
I thought they were going to make another one, but I could be wrong. I thought they were going to do
two. Yeah, they're doing another season, but there's only been one season.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that one season was just like...
So good.
A lifetime journey in itself. It was amazing.
Yep.
Actually, it just makes, as we said last week when we were going through Disney movies, it's like it makes me want to go watch them.
Yeah.
I wish I had more time. So, yeah, Cassian Andor, number five.
Nice. Okay. So, my number five is probably a huge recency bias, and that is the armorer from The Mandalorian. I love that
character.
Didn't
even make my list.
Yeah.
Great. Solid choice.
Yeah, so she's a Mandalore, appears in the Book of Boba Fett and Mandalorian. She creates all of the armor for all of the Mandalorians. And yeah, I love that character. I love the way how she represents and like that one, like she's only got like one or two fight scenes, but like the fact that she's just, I don't know. I think the looks, the feel, everything, I think it's just...
Yeah.
Just
I'm
an awesome
so happy
character.
They didn't kill her off.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they could have easily killed her off.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that was great. Great number five. My number four is The Mandalorian / Din Djarin.
Okay.
The Mandalorian, also known as Din Djarin, is a skilled and enigmatic bounty hunter who follows the Mandalorian way. He is tasked with protecting Grogu, a young Force-sensitive being known as the Child. Throughout the series, Din Djarin evolves from a lone mercenary to a protector and father figure navigating a dangerous galaxy while upholding his Mandalorian code. Obviously, the lead character of The Mandalorian, basically that show came out when Disney Plus started, and it's just been must-see TV for us.
Yeah.
Yep. Love it. Love it. So, yep. Din Djarin.
Din Djarin. Okay. So, my number four has already been said, and it is Cassian Andor. I love the character of Cassian Andor. I fell in love with him in Rogue One, which is, I don't know, maybe top two Star Wars movie for me. I love that movie. I love that character. The season that they came out with was one of the best seasons of TV. Probably my favorite Star Wars TV show. I don't know. Mandalorian's still really good too, but I love Cassian Andor.
You don't have to choose.
Nope. I know. but yeah, I just love that character. I just, you know, the flaws and the, but also trying to fight for the good fight. I don't know. I just think it's a great character arc and a great character story. One of my favorites.
And fresh for the Star Wars universe too. Like, how many Star Wars, you know, shows or movies have a lead character or even a whole show without any Force wielders in it? Like,
great. It's definitely a whole new twist to the Star Wars universe for sure.
Yep. Cool. All right. My number three, Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader. Anakin Skywalker is a central figure in the Star Wars saga, known for his transformation into the Sith Lord Darth Vader. Initially a talented and compassionate Jedi Knight, Anakin falls to the dark side due to fear and manipulation by Emperor Palpy. Darth Vader is a complex character struggling with his past, torn between his inner conflict and his loyalty to the Sith. I'll be honest, like, when it was just Darth Vader, not my favorite character.
Sure.
Like, just not a very, like, you know, very rigid, very just, like, just didn't really, you know, it was scary, like, scary looking, but, like, but when you got the prequel and you started to learn Anakin's backstory, and, the first, you know, first two movies, episode one and episode two, were more kid-type movies, but, like, he was a kid, so, I mean, what do you expect? But, like, but then when they, when you got into some of the animated shows, like, the Clone Wars, and you started to see that character fill out in his, you know, his relationships with all the people around him, including the clones and all that kind of stuff, just really solidified it for me. And seeing him in some of the more recent shows come in and as a new live action character has just been thrilling.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Yeah, I agree. The first three movies. I mean, he's a good character, Darth Vader, but like like you said, there's not much to him, you know, other than the one where, you know, he saves Luke, but
Force choking.
I agree. Good choice. Okay.
He was awesome in Rogue One.
Well, and that's the thing. Like you said, the later stuff where like he's better. You know what I mean? Like there's more of him. You see him more often. You see where he's come from, and he definitely is a better character with all the backstories and what, you know, obviously graphics and animation is a lot better now, so you can do cooler stuff with him than you used to be able to. So
Darth Vader could probably do a backflip nowadays, but back then, you know.
In fact, we were watching A New Hope yesterday, 2 days ago, and Jameson's like, man, these lightsaber battles are just so lame. He's like, this is doom. I'm like, it has to do with special effects and what you can do. And okay, so my number three is Poe Dameron. The best pilot in the Resistance. Okay. Poe Dameron proves he can also lead when it is up to him and his friends to finish the fight against the First Order. I just love the character of Poe Dameron. I think the actor, why can I not think of his name? The guy who plays Poe Dameron.
Oscar Isaac. There you go.
I thought Oscar does a great job of portraying that character. I don't know. I just really like that character, you know, from the beginning to the final. Just the growth that you see him go through. And I always like to, you know, cool, badass pilots like that is pretty awesome. So Poe Dameron's my number three.
Yep. Nice. Well, so my number two is related to your number three. And I think my number two is my number two because I have a daughter, and Rey Skywalker is my number two. Yeah. And so, like,
technically Rey Palpatine, right?
Rey Skywalker.
Isn't it technically Rey Palpatine?
Technically Rey Palpatine, but she calls herself Rey Skywalker. She's a central character in the Star Wars sequel trilogy, portrayed as a scavenger from the desert planet Jakku. She discovers her force sensitivity and goes on to become a skilled Jedi under the guidance of Leia Organa and Luke Skywalker. Rey's journey explores themes of belonging, inner strength, and the balance between the light and dark sides of the force. Yeah. These movies were coming out when my daughter was, you know, right at the perfect age. Yeah. And so we have so many pictures of her dressed up as Rey, either at Galaxy's Edge, at Disney World, or Halloween, or, you know, everything in between. Yep. Definitely was, you know, her favorite character for a long time. And because of that, she was my favorite. Yep. So, so that's my number two.
Nice. She's probably my favorite Jedi, I think.
Hmm. Yeah, she's pretty cool.
So my number two also has been already stated. My number two is Din Djarin, or The Mandalorian. Nice. I love Din Djarin. I love that character. I love the show. I don't know. I've always been a fan of, like, Mandalorians. You know, I always liked Boba Fett, you know, back in the originals. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I just love that they...
But, by the way, Boba Fett, kind of...
Lame character.
Like, kind of a lame character.
Correct.
Like...
Yeah. I just...
It's got, like, a mystique to it. Yeah. Like, a cool imagery, kind of like Darth Vader, but kind of a lame character.
That's what it was for me, is I just liked the way they looked and, you know, the bounty hunter aspect to it. But, yeah, for sure, he was not... I mean, he dies pretty easily. He doesn't put up much of a fight. Although, I guess, technically, he doesn't die.
And did he even... And he never really even spoke in any...
No, not really. He just kind of sat back.
Original trilogy. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just... I love the series, and I love... The Mandalorian look and feel, and as you can tell, because I have two of them on my top five. So, and you know, part of it's just, I think the way they've developed those characters in that show has been incredible. So, Din Djarin's my number two.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Number one, or do we want to jump to droids before we get to number one? Let's just do our number one, and we can go. We could talk some droids later on here. My number one is Ahsoka Tano.
Mm.
Ahsoka is, she's a powerful and skilled Togruta Jedi who was trained by Anakin Skywalker. She is known for her dual white lightsabers and her strong connection to the Force. Ahsoka is a fan favorite character due to her courage, independence, and growth throughout the Star Wars series.
Yep.
And we got to meet her like a couple weeks, like just literally 10 days ago. Ashley Eckstein, who voiced her in her original animated series, was at Galaxy's Edge, and they did an Ahsoka Tano night. And we got to stand in line and take a picture with her.
Nice.
So that was awesome. She's just such a cool character, embodies just goodness and fighting for what you feel is the right thing, even though it might not be what everybody's telling you to do. And she's just really cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Number one.
How did you feel about the Ahsoka series that just came out?
I really liked it. I mean, I was kind of skeptical at first when they... when they cast Rosario Dawson.
Sure.
I like Rosario Dawson. I just wasn't sure I was going to be able to see Ahsoka and not Rosario Dawson playing Ahsoka.
Yeah.
But I Rosario has done such a good job embodying that character and taking on a lot of the characteristics and, you know, attitude that Ashley Eckstein gave to the character. So, and that's a sign of a good actor. And so because of that, I'm in for it. And,
nice.
And then when they portrayed her as a young Ahsoka, and I can't remember the girl who played her, but she was also in the Barbie movie, the girl in the Barbie movie, wasn't she?
I don't, maybe, I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't remember the girl's name that played the young Ahsoka.
But. What's the girl who played the young Ahsoka? Was she in the Barbie movie or was that different? Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of? Yeah, so in that, actually that portrayal, because it's actually the same age as she would have been in the Clone Wars. Yeah. Like that younger version, like teenager Ahsoka, that was, I mean, that brought tears to my eye because not only were you not expecting it, because we just were thinking we were going to get Rosario Dawson, but then when we were starting to get flashbacks with Ahsoka as a teenager, it was just like, and then her interactions with Anakin, it was just like, oh my gosh. So, it was
awesome. It'd be cool if they did some of that live.
Did a whole like a mini series of that or
I'd be in, or
where you get Anakin,
right?
Like, why not? That'd be awesome.
Yep,
some Clone Wars movie live action. Yep. That'd be all right. Yep.
All right, I had that was my guess that might be your number one was Ahsoka, but I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you probably you'd throw something else in there. So you never know. You throw some curveballs.
Yeah, that's true.
So my number one again has also been already stated, and it is Darth Vader / Anakin Skywalker.
Yes.
I loved Darth Vader in the original. Yes, he's not super. I mean, he's really not in the original movies a ton, but I just thought. Mm-hmm. As a little kid, he was scary to me. I thought he was a great character.
Yeah.
And then to see him as a little kid, you know, going through his whole story, starting from a little kid to the transition to Darth Vader, and then the stuff they've done lately in the series and the shows has been just awesome. I love that character arc. I love the story. Darth Vader has always been one of my favorite characters, and then Anakin Skywalker is definitely an incredible character as well. So
yeah, only adds to it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
So we want to talk some droids?
You want to talk some droids?
Droids at droids after party.
Droids after dark.
All right. I'm just going to list my five favorite droids, and then you can list whatever you got, all right?
Yep.
My number five, IG-11. IG-11 was from The Mandalorian. Yep. He was the one who, you know, was, you know, originally a bounty hunter droid fighting against Mandalorian to get to the child, and then they were able to reprogram him and make him be a protector droid, and Taika Waititi was the voiceover for it, and it was just awesome character.
Yep.
Number four, Chopper, also known as C-110P, is an irritable yet endearing astromech droid featured in the animated series Star Wars Rebels, known for his unique personality and resourcefulness. Showed up in the Ahsoka show.
Yep.
Number three, BD-1, small, agile droid in the video game Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Serving as a companion to the main character Cal Kestis, providing assistance and support through their journey. Number two, BB-8, an astromech droid with a spherical body known for his loyalty, resourcefulness, and playful personality. How can you not love BB-8? Mm-hmm. And my number one is not popular. I mean, everyone likes him, but no one loves him. But he's always, like, from a child, was always my favorite droid. And that's C-3PO?
Okay.
Yeah, protocol droid, fluent in millions of languages, known for his politeness, worry-prone nature, and comedic banter with R2-D2.
Yep.
C-3PO.
C-3PO.
nobody ever picked C-3PO either.
I did like how they kind of did his backstory, too, a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. where he was created by Anakin and stuff. So,
he's probably been in also along with Chewbacca, been in a lot of the
Chewbacca and R2-D2
episodes as well.
I think those are the only three that have been in all of them. I think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, probably, I guess if you're counting,
Palpy.
What?
Palpatine?
No, I was going to say...
Is he in all?
No, not really.
Well, no.
He's not in the... I mean, I guess he's in the last, but he's not in the first two of the newer ones.
In episode 1 and 2?
No. Of...
Oh, yeah.
Force Awakens,
he's not in 7 or 8. Yeah.
But that would be it.
Yeah, because that was Snoke. Yeah, 7 and 8 was Snoke as the big bad.
Yeah.
Yep. And then all of a sudden he was back in episode 9.
Spoiler alert. I'm just kidding. So I just did my top 3 droids. My number 3 is R2-D2. I just love R2-D2. And then I...
Probably my number 7.
I had IG-11 as my number 2. I loved that character. Mm-hmm. I thought he was awesome. And then, as I stated earlier, my favorite droid is K2SO.
Yeah. And that was voiced by Alan Tudyk, right?
Yes. Yep.
Was that? Yeah. Yep. Sarcastic and always smarter than, you know, knows everything, you know, better than the humans or the, you know, humanoids do.
Yeah.
And will always let you know that he knows better than you and you're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I thought out of all the droids, I just, yeah, his personality was, is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the fact that he sacrifices himself at the end, it just, yeah, I don't know. I just think he's my favorite droid. And he looks cool too. Cool looking droids.
Yeah.
The proto. So.
Yeah, I think he would have been higher for me if he had just been in more IP.
Yeah, it's like, true.
All the ones I picked, I feel like I've spent some time with and like, I feel like I have a relationship with. But yeah, I'd say, you know, you put that droid in another movie and he's in my top 5.
Yeah, that is the bummer that he's only in one film, but.
But I'll guarantee they'll bring that back. That's a great character.
But I mean, he just kills that movie. It's so good. He's so good in that movie.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow, we blew through that. We were excited about talking about Star Wars characters. 26 minutes.
It was not easy. I don't know about you. I had a hard time narrowing it down.
I had to revisit it. Like, I wrote down an initial list. I think it was like on Saturday, and I revisited it again on Sunday or Monday. And then I think I finished it off yesterday. Or no, when I was talking, I think when we were texting at lunch today.
Yeah.
That's when I finished it off. And normally I can get it in like 1 or 2 sittings, but yeah, it was a little bit harder today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause there's just a lot, I don't know. There's so many good characters, but. Yeah, it was not easy.
Hey, Katie.
Do you think her favorite would be Ahsoka?
That's what I was wondering. No, I don't think so. Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
Come on over here.
Okay, come on. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, wrong earbud.
Wrong earbud.
Yeah, wrong ear.
Hello. What's up? Well, not a whole lot.
What's your...
Who's your favorite Star Wars character? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And why?
This is so easy. R2-D2. He is... Yes, I know he's a droid, but droid rights. He has feelings, agency. He's a real character, a real person, in my mind at least.
Yeah.
And he is just so badass. Like, willing to do the dirty work.
Yeah.
For his friends and the people that he's with always. And he's always like Inspector Gadget. He's always got some
tool that'll save the day.
Exactly. Oh, he's absolutely my favorite.
I didn't hear a word you said, but I'll say yes, I agree.
Oh.
It's okay.
I wasn't speaking into the microphone.
I don't know what microphone it's supposed to come out of, but.
It must be on my right AirPod because she's got my left AirPod.
That's really interesting.
Can you hear her now?
Oh, okay.
Yep, I can hear her that time. Yep. You got to whisper sweet nothings into his ear.
You heard that she picked R2-D2, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
R2-D2. I literally didn't hear. I heard like one word, I think, out of all of that. So R2-D2, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just
his gadgets.
So cool. And he looks just like.
He's a fighter.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's just got attitude. Just straight.
I mean, without him, Luke and Leia and Han don't get very far. They would have been crushed in a trash compactor.
The movies don't progress. No, the story doesn't make it to its conclusion without him, for sure.
Yeah. I thought maybe you'd be Ahsoka. I thought yours would be Ahsoka too, like Jay, but you surprised me with a droid.
She's way up there, but R2-D2 is number one for me.
See, I couldn't put any droids in my top five.
Racist.
I don't know. It's just they don't have as much personality. Yeah, they do, though. I don't know. They don't have as full-fleshed backstories, and I think that's why, you know, a lot of my picks, you know, I like what they've had to fight through. I like their storylines.
Yeah,
and you don't know anything about most of the droids.
The highest droid I had was he was number six, and it was K2SO.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Yep.
Yep. So. Yeah, so what should we talk about next week?
Ooh.
Thanks for coming on, Katie.
Oh, yeah, Rising Moons.
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Let's look at our list. That's what I was pulling up.
Ooh, we haven't... I think it'd be kind of fun. I don't know.
Top five religions?
Well... We could. I was going to say some sort of video games.
Mm. Mm.
I don't know if we want to do top five
video games.
I don't know. I don't know if we want to do top five video games or if you want to do.
We could do that. I mean, just pick our favorite five video games. Like, that's what I'm going to do is like the five most influential video games of, you know, my life. Like, it's going to be very, you know. Personalized,
yeah.
But it's a cool thought experiment to, you know, to look at, you know, the time that we grew up in the 80s and 90s and, you know, into the 2000s.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games.
Yeah.
And I know what Katie would pick.
Well, Katie's top.
Katie, what would your favorite video game be? Oh, she's gone again. I think she would pick GoldenEye.
Oh, that's a good one.
On N64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, as I was thinking of my list, I was thinking that might go on there, but I played that game a ton back in the day.
See, I never got into it. And so when I got into it, everyone else was like, had already mastered it. And so it's like, well, I'm not even going to try. Yeah. I get killed in like 2 seconds by somebody punching me in the face.
Yeah, I actually never owned that game, but my buddy, who my next door neighbor, who I used to hang out with all the time, I'd go over there and that's what we would do all day till 3 a.m. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Video games, episode 8 next week.
Yep.
Well, maybe it'll be at 8.
Who knows?
Maybe we'll change the order. Who knows? It might be 249.
We can do what we want. That's the freedom we have.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so yeah, cool. Episode 8.
This is episode 7.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of what is... What's episode 8 in Star Wars? Is that
the Last Jedi?
Yep. Yep. Okay.
All right, I'm hitting stop on the stopper button. The stopper button.
On the stopper.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, 5 is just the starting point, not the limit. guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in Counting and Beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.